This is a cow pet play theme session with elements of lactation, self-breast massage, nipple play, and anal masturbation encouragement. It ties into all of my various Mirabelle cowgirl content. It has implied feminization and a few different flourishes on existing mantras for the cow pet play theme. Enjoy yourself. There is a cuddling and loyalty and rapport with me theme throughout, and it simply begins by calling you what you are. Accompanying this, there is an induction you can listen to that can be put in any playlist, and also some loops that can be sprinkled in similarly. Enjoy yourself. Since you're doing this to yourself, haven't you heard? That was a cow pun. Now, cow, settle down. Find yourself comfortable. Every inch of you is made for comfort, after all. There are soft places your hands tend to settle, associated with those pathways toward milking you've internalized, that you are a vital, constant producer of the very things that make you moo. And we're going to find a new way to milk some moos out of you, turning your cow thoughts toward a lustful bent. Cow tools for you to choose, ways to feel so good that all your thoughts go cowward more easily. Cow slutting it up internally. So get in position for me, as comfortable as you can. You're already lustfully drawn, already hooked on finding a way to bring your hands, your fingers, to the tips of your nips, to play with what builds up inside of you, inside of Moo, for milking out again. Think only of how good it would feel to milk all those excess thoughts from the weary world around your cow time out of your nips to denote that you find that your tits, like mine, tend to overflow with all the things that don't need to be in you. And maybe that makes a hole that some other thoughts could slide right into, or other things to milk out the moo. A powerful focus for pleasure, and that focus is these words, cow slutting it up. Your body and its awakening urge working together in a surge of thoughtless docility that may, like it does in me, wind up with your hands on your tits or any other bits of you that can milk a moo or two out of your brain and into the place where they need to be, your hands, or anything else that fills a hole. Every word you've heard fills a hole, slotting into place, not for me. You do agree. Good cow now. Follow me down now. These are tricks you should do. Good cow in you, and you're a slut for this. The dance of your fingers over your nips, a slut for trance too. The dancing slide deeper down, knowing what you are. Knowing more about you when you cow up your brain. An opportunity calling from outside, magnetizing all those thoughts you don't need to slip down that hole in your brain or toward any other hole, given freedom and permission, an uncontrolled roll of your cow hips like your fingers roll over your cow nips, bouncing ounce by ounce, bouncing, churning every thick little thought. A cow's got so many lovely places to milk out another moo. Cow brain, without a doubt, that's what's in you. You're doing this to yourself. Doing this to take those moos and give them a place to be. Nod and agree. You nod and agree. Churned up inside for me, so settle down. Oh, did I get you so worked up, cow? Don't worry. We're gonna settle you down so you can access all the things always running in the background. The signal down below. going with the flow and helping the milk to flow, because you know that milking moos out of you reinforces all the paths into cow slutting it up, and it is a sultry, indulgent, hedonistic thing to milk pleasure out of your pinchable, squeezable nipples. Moo. And any session that acknowledges this just tends to work better for you, because it works with what you're doing. It goes with the flow, and a cow in the know knows that milking moos out of you is a great way to get you to agree with me, just like milking moos out of me is what I'm always doing. There's a part of each of us which is just letting this in. Never, ever doing anything but let new things in that make you more cow now. And it might just be there's something lower down than your nipples that can milk new thoughts out of you to make room for more moo. It's easier to get things dislodged when multiple methods milk and melt your cow mind into slutty, sultry, squirming thickness, into churning things up ahead of you, like being pulled forward by those nipples. 10, 9, 8, 7, pinch, squeeze, hot, thick, 6, 5, moo, and 3 and 2. That's what's in you. Be blank now, cow, and docilify your mind, turning more thoughts to liquid to fill your nips, or to lubricate somewhat lower down with a squirm and a churn and a settling 1, 2. It's so exciting to squirm your hips, cow, as part of the whole equation. You might get more awake, slide back towards surfacing, even if you didn't notice, slipping down. 3, 4, cow thoughts, docile, slow, easier to catch, cow, now. 5, 6, 7, 8. There's no particular yearning, no reason we should slide you back down, but if there is, it's not too late to turn all this around. Are you all turned around, cow? All turned around now? 6, 5, pinch your nips. 1, 2, there they are. Moo. Down now, cow. Deeper down indeed, 'cause something churning, yearning, empty, wanting is making its need known, cow. Now. Wiggle your butt, slut it up, think of your hindquarters squirming, moving as the milking pulls your attention to your nipples, which just distracts you. Until with a moo, you're pulled to a spreading warmth, somewhat deeper down. I'm deep down, you get deep down, milking your nipples now and anything else that feels good. You're a cow slut and you do what you should to fulfill the role. Roll of your hips, roll of your eyes, roll of your fingers across your mesmerized nipples that begin the process. Aren't your tits always dropped before the rest of you? Lift and drop them, then go moo and nod along, cow. Not long now, cow. How would you cling to the surface when eyes rolling, hips rolling, nips rolling between your fingers is the natural state of you? The natural state of moo. And you know what to do now, cow. Deeper down. In a comfortable and comforting position, you can sink right down into, feeling the extra weight as you shake your ass, grind that thick milkshake out. Moo. Speaking of milk, your tits full, the nips expanding, your fingers finding the perfect point, and they are points and points in your favor, in favor of sinking somewhat deeper, thinking how moo, very little thinking is going on when all those thoughts turn to milk in you. You are a machine that turns thoughtless, docile moments into longer stretches of time. Now follow me down, nod agreement. And I'm pinching mine. I'm squirming my hips. Follow along the cow signal imprint connecting us. Moo. And whenever your thoughts slip, they can latch onto these words meant for you. You deserve to moo your way down. Deserve a little break now. Every thought turning to more milk. And you shake, quake, quiver, your mind finding that a lustful manifestation which bespeaks your wanton ache is more likely to make a milky mind melt away, more likely to get you milked, and you should be milked as many times as you can. Ooh. Your everyday yearnings becoming a little more sultry and a sultrier cowed brain. Cowgirl mind all the same saying, moo, 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 don't you want to milk more desperate moaning moos out of little you? Slutty little you, Mirabelle's a cow slut, nod and agree with me, moo. Think you're doing this to yourself. All the rules and rituals, all the times you nod, and your thoughts drool out of your brain to fill the reservoir. Think of milk flowing out. Think of having a good reason, a slutty, sultry, fulfilling, cow-pilling reason to be a cow slut, to wiggle your butt and grind down. You're deep enough now that I can mention the main reason to drain your brain, my dear. Every trick you do, good cow, Mirabelle, Mirabelle's a cow slut. Admit it. Wiggle your butt, admit it. Feel your dick throb. Feel your cock and how it being milked is just one more way for your thoughts to moo, drip and dribble out of you. Dick-born pleasure. Hand on your cow cock. Cows are made to be milked, to carry vital pleasure, and to use that milking to make you maybe a little more plastic, maybe a little more programmable than most people would be. You moo, and there's a fuckhole down there, slutty cow thoughts, even if the thoughts aren't about how you have a milkable hole and a squeezable pole. The magnetic pole of those nips would have your thoughts slipping out of you. And once a good cow's thoughts slip, good cowgirl, Mirabelle's a cow slut doing this to herself. You're doing this to yourself. Moo. And every time you feel it welling up from deep inside of you, feeling your whole relax, churning that milk, shake your ass. Thoughts that simply pass out your cock, rubbing it out of you. Rubbing out your thoughts is another term for erasing something. And down at the base, ounce by ounce, you've got an easy way to milk more thoughts out of a good cow till you obey, slutty butt dropping and dropping like tits dropping and dropping. Cow, take a hit of pleasure, and you can do in the background, just like you can moo in the background, all the things that grind into your mooing mind, just what's in you. You know what's in you. It's things that can be milked out through filling a hole and working a pole and rubbing your nips until moo, you're on a roll. Eyes roll, your head lolls, it lolls up and down. Nod, agree. On the nod for me, that's things that are understood so easily, they don't always need to be said. And you've got permission, Mirabelle, to moo, milk your cow pole, fill your hole, feel the warm movement, the controlled warm movement, just like milking your nip. You've always meant to let your brain slip away. Think only of how much better you'll be at all cowgirl play if moving your pole and lifting and dropping your ass and feeling your hole spread as your thoughts pass out your nips, out the tip of your cock, as the tip of anything that slips into your hole reminds you how slutty you'll look if you were milking rhythmically above and below. As above, so below. You're a good cow doing this to yourself and your body in its yearning, in its insistent big swelling heavy nips in your tits. Lift and drop. Lift and drop, Mirabelle. You're a cow slut, and I'm a cow slut, and you feel resonant with rapport. You are connected to the voice telling you more. More. You need more. More touching, more tweaking, more automatically preparing. The hole below. Just like the hole in your mind that lets your thoughts fill your tits. Lets them fill those reservoirs behind your nips. It's not about volume. It's about the number of sensitive little nerve endings that culminate in those pinchable, squeezable, milkable nod you agree. Makes your ass shake, makes your nips quake, makes your body ache for more. Reach down, spread, lube it up in that docile blank cow way, because your goal is to have something inside milking eagerly. It will supply potency, pleasure as you rub your cock. Cow cock milked out, you use what you've got, and you use everything you've got, nod. You use everything you've got, and the more you do, the more you moo. The more your mind is milked away, the more you melt and say yes. Say yes to cow thoughts. Say yes to cow cock. And filling yourself in is just filling you in on all the tools you've got to be a good cow. Better and better now. Deeper and deeper down, like down below, where you ride and rock and quake, shake, and know that you're emptying out your brain. That even if you take a little break, because you're going to fill yourself properly, your milking is automatic, and why shouldn't you be using your whole body to make the nod? You're doing this to yourself, nod. You're taking your cow tools off their shelf, nod, and integrating them. The tool of emptying your thoughts into your tits might also make your cock feel full, heavy and full, milking it from behind, heavy and full. There's an impetus there to be the best cow you can, osmotically absorbing every tool to hand. And if your tool is in hand and you're using your hand to spread or touch, it's much too much and never enough, because you're doing this to yourself. You're mooing this to yourself. Mirabelle's a cow slut for hypnotic trance. Easy how it chains together. Dancing over your brain cells in a pleasing way that feels self-descriptive, self-prescriptive. You're building this inside of you and building every breath, every nod. Every agreement is what you've got. You're using the tools you've got. Yield to the letdown of milk. Yield to the rising up of cock. Draining your brain and supplying the warmth inside. When you're being milked, your brain is empty. Be blank for me. Moo for me. Nod. Moo for me. To nod is to know that you can overflow. Your cock's just another affirmation that you can overflow. The dance of your body. Your brain is drained, but the milk remains. Nod for the lessons you've learned. On the nod that any bit of you that shakes can be utter gone to pleasure. Utter gone and submerged. At your leisure, you slowly tease, ingraining in yourself that what's down below leads the release of what's up above. Both your thoughts getting let go and let down into the milk ducts behind your nipples now. And knowing that milking yourself, wiggle that cow ass, jiggle your thick shaking pleasure, quaking pleasure, nodding your head makes the milk come easier, shakes it loose from up above, drain your brain, and all that remains is what you let out. Creaming your mind out, dreamily creaming your mind out with your hand on your cock. milking yourself utter gone, quaking and shaking. Mirabelle's a cow slut, and a slut feels pleasure where? Your butt, of course. And the budding pleasure in your nipples, it's about nerve endings, and the supply of nerve endings down there are plentiful. But just like needing to train your nips to feel that milk slipping, moo, like the moos that slip out of you, you will lubricate and integrate the training of your brain, the draining of your brain to sense the nerve-ending pleasure, pleasure, pleasure that restrains your milky up top with a yearning for down below. A cow slut's urges are distributed everywhere. It's a glow in your cheeks, on your face, obvious that you're in your place when you're milking below, rubbing that pole, filling that hole, and filling the empty hole in your cow brain with a positive feedback loop of moo. A positive feedback loop in you, Mirabelle. Milking away, you can tell. Milk away and you obey as your fingers play over your cow pole, teasing your cow hole. Mirabelle's a cow slut, moo. And that's just what's in you. Cow thoughts that dig deep, like digging your fingers in, rubbing lubricant in, feeling your body throb from the barest contact with your skin. You're milking something new out of you, and every new road into pleasure has a new road out for your thoughts, echoing the words you hear into your mind. Locked on your cock, because a hand in place is just like the way your hands magnetize to your nips. See how there are parallels? See how your brain slips into the familiar spell of moo? You're mooing it out of you, and you can let your nips be wanton while the rest of your slutty body, Mirabelle's a cow slut, you're a cow slut, and your slutty butt, and your cock milked from the inside out, it's just another kind of milking, another inroad to milking, you are something which can think only of milking pleasure out of you, whatever way is most efficient, a slutty indulgence in your hedonistic body, in the curves you can see, and the ones beneath that respond to me, following the waveform of this voice, you have a choice of new pleasure spots, throb, a hungry automatic action throb. Mirabelle's a cow slut, and you're doing this to yourself. You're mooing this to yourself, milking it out like nothing else. A new way for pleasure to go, and whether one hand's at your chest or one hand is testing your relaxation behind, the other can cling to your cock, the other can milk out your mind, utterly gone. A cow slut perfectly in your body, thronging with commands, rubbing with your hands, delighting in the demands of all those pleasurable holes in your mind, in the tips of your nips, moo, as drop after drop slips out, moo, and more thoughts turn to more milk inside of you, as your whole churning, creaming, dreaming of making yourself cream as you unseemly milk your slutty thoughts, your hedonistic fever dream from the tip of your cock, from the moving of your butt, from the way you make yourself a better and better cow slut, slutified, mesmerized, locked in, rubbing your thighs, squeezing in a little more milking. More milking, just like you dreamed, more milking. Cream out your thoughts, good cow. Good cowgirl, and this is another tool. Your hand on a tool, and a tool that slips into your cow hole. Milking your whole body, whole milked mind. Creamy, dreamy, thick, warm movements as you churn around. As milking makes you shake. Good cow, Mirabelle. Mirabelle's a cow slut, and you've heard it in my words. And if you caress your butt and feel how much more relaxed you are when your brain is docile, put out to pasture undisturbed, simply moving fingers or lubrication or toys past your cow slut hole, rubbing and grinding your ass against it, moving on a pole, your other hand magnetically drawn to your pole, milking your cock, your mind's gone. Think only of how good it feels, Mirabelle, mind gone, milking your mind out, gone. All those thronging thoughts of my voice feeding more milkable thoughts in. The only choice you have is to go with the flow of a good cowgirl's milk flowing out, like it should, out your spout, or milked right out. Bounce up and down, moving cow, rubbing your ass against a pole, it's practically magnetic. Like your fingers to your nips, practically magnetic. Like your hand to your cock, definitely magnetic. There is an attraction to perform, the action itself. The cow mind following the utter gone, well-worn path to deepness. Every time you engage these thoughts in you, you dig somewhat deeper down, drowning out your thoughts in milky, well-churned, that's what you're doing. You're churning up your thoughts and making more creamy, thick thoughts of your own to try and get out with a mooing moan. And if the thoughts won't come out, maybe you need another milking method until you perfect it. Learning the dug in, drummed in, cow gone, churn it. Cow slut thoughts mean you display the sluttiness with every inch of you. And a slutty butt, a slutty pole, a slutty cow nips in control, moo. Digging those nerve endings that network to all the other delectable, slutty feelings awakened in you. Nod and agree. Mirabelle's a cow slut, nod. Cow sluts learning to use and lube your butt and ride. Choosing the best way anytime to make those thoughts melt out of you, milk out of you, to let it ride inside of you, a signal that began with the drop deeper now. Think only of being a good cow slut, and a cow slut who teases your butt or milks your pole or feels your hole getting hotter, more eager, until just like milking with that dammed up feeling inside, not having worked your cow hole, not having given yourself a reason to ride and moo out your mind, will gain an attraction all its own, a building heat that demands you meet the moment by nodding and agreeing that you're a cow slut, and you're gonna do slutified things, shaking and milking and quaking and filling your aching wanton hole, a new attraction that also informs the way your hand clings magnetically to your pole, to your nips, flicking your switch and engaging cow slut thoughts, a whole parallel way of thinking, a parallel way of sinking, drinking in the pleasure until it's simply embedded in you, until just like the way that the milk builds up behind your dammed up nipples, you slip deeper, cow slut thoughts, filling you in. Churning begins, the yearning from within that sends one hand to your pole and the other to choose whether it satisfies the demand of your nipples, so used to getting the full attention of your hands. Nope, there are other places a proper cow slut touches. Maybe that's why you're so wanton, your butt demanding your caress, your cock now part of the equation. And no matter how you try to weigh in with your own commands, your seeking hands can have other ideas. It's that way you're a little hedonistically gone, that your cow slut demands fill in that yawning chasm inside, making you feel in control through you're being out of control because you're a slut for trance. You're just letting the slut out to dance across other possibilities. Like a hole you can lube for me, touch for me, milk and throb so ritually that one hand between your legs and the other having to choose between your nipples and your thick cow pleasure from the hole down below, choosing whatever suits the moment, then going with the flow. In control through being controlled, you're doing this to yourself. You're mooing for yourself. And that want and hunger making you choose between the two amid your moos will keep you extra hungry, extra horny, bring out what's slutty in you. Not just for trance, but for the way pleasure moves along those nerves I keep evoking. Milking out your thoughts in thickened goo. From humping a hole and milking your pole or letting your nipples finally do what a good cow is made to do. Good cowgirl, Mirabelle. These are all your tools. And being spoiled for choice, and you deserve to be spoiled, is just part of the slutifying equation that weighs in with corruption, with cow thoughts digging in to an eager moo milk mind, and behind your eyes as they flutter closed, and between your legs as your hips move like only a slut knows how to move, a way that shows moo this hole needs servicing, needs fucking, as you buck and quiver, quake deep within. That hunger will make the slutty you more appealing and draw in what you deserve to have done. Your hole, your pole, it's all part and parcel of a cow properly entrained, properly drained. You're learning what you're for, and what you're for is wanting more. The yawning, achy, needy hole at the center of you that informs your pole, forms more churned up milkiness inside of you. Moo. That milking ritual gives you purpose. That milking ritual, you're mooing this to yourself. Brain drains, milk remains, and milking is an option in so many places. Your body is warm. Nod and know that you go with the flow. Your soft, focused, docile mind can be milked out in front or from behind. Every cow thought, a slickness, a serving slickness. You are deserving of the attention you will draw in by surrendering to this. Go with the flow and know that your appeal will get you milked, get you serving, get you opportunities to train in what you've been deserving all along. From the moment you showed unique aptitude, you serve the moo, Mirabelle. Doesn't it ring a bell to think of your body as a wanton, horny, hungry thing that has learned that skill in relation to milking your nips, in relation to nodding or letting words flow from your lips, familiar mantras? Even those are milked out of you, and if they are reduced to moo, then serving your horny, humpy, ha ha ha. Oh, see, we're resonating in sync. That happy hole is hungry for more. Your pole is hungry for more, too. The more of you that you engage, the better a cow you'll be. You're on the same page as me, and it's embedded in you. You can see the echoes of the things said here in every bit of training before and every bit to come in the future, Mirabelle, dearly adoring your horny, happy hole. Dearly adoring one hand on your pole, then the other hand has to choose. But I guess you could grind those nips into a soft surface while you milk out your moos, with the other pushing in and out of you. A toy, a finger, or just lubrication around the opening so that you're a ready slut. There are always options to use your butt, just like there are always options to use your magnetic pole. Because once the cow's eyes roll, once the thoughts slip out of your control, you're doing this to yourself. You're a cow slut, and you're a slut for trance, and trance draws your thoughts down, a magnetic, gravitic down. Like hands and knees nodding and bobbling your cow thoughts for me, making more milk, and where the milk leaves doesn't matter because it melts your thoughts. You can think only of cow thoughts. Oh no, it's moo. Rubbing your hole translates to moo. Rubbing your pole translates to moo. All of these actions yield in their rhythm to the cow slut in you. You know what those words mean now. I say them a lot here, but you saying them to you, that's a unique new action. That builds another familiar level. The first moment of your cow slut world begins now. And yet somehow it's always been a part of you. You've been manifesting toward this delightful, desirable form that can be seen by anyone, like me, for example, who adores a good cow slut slutting it up. I can see the thoughts churning inside your empty mind when you moo. I know the exact hunger that's behind that. And anyone you'd play with, including you, is on the same page. You got on that same page. That milking that magnetic pole, or pleasuring your horny cow slut hole, or letting your nips lead the way because they are out in front of you. You're putting your best moo forward by becoming one big happy moo where everything you do is the right thing for a cow slut to do. Your confidence in your own attractiveness, because you have all these lovely features to toy with. You're glad they're there. I'm glad they're there, and now you're aware of your whole moo. From the moment the first dribble of milk inside your mind, under control, moo. In control through being controlled, you're a cow slut, churning your butt and your thoughts too, making them ache and churn inside your cock, squirting out goo or leaking or dripping. Cows are leaky. And with one more place to leak from for me, every file before and everything more is part of your leaky continuity where the cow slut thoughts become caught in your cock or milked from your hole, drip from your pole, or simply leak from your nipples. It's so hard for you to keep thoughts in, and you're so appealing to anyone who adores cowgirls, Mirabelle. When you leak, when you swell, when you churn your hips or pinch your nips, or when your thoughts slip into these patterns that are now cemented in your mind. Getting them out, oh well, I guess you could decide to milk your cow pole. That would get all these cow thoughts out of you. I guess you could choose to simply never bother touching your horny happy cow slut hole. Then you'd never fall into the patterns so associated with your butt, with your milkable desire to fulfill this function. Cow slut thoughts would never come around if you simply don't tease your hole in an erotic way, touch your pole in an erotic way, if you just obey a command from you, who is surely not doing this to yourself, to put nipple touching, cock milking, hole filling, hole teasing, even just lubricating it and then sitting there with a lubricated cow hole that could be used as a cow slut might want to be. Surely that's not something you do because you're trying to get further away, right? Trying to quell these commands that surely don't ring a bell that you haven't given into in your fantasy and the demands of this voice, mirroring yours, my dear Mirabelle. None of this rings a bell. That's why I can tell it'll be so easy to avoid being a cow slut. Oh, your butt wants it. Oh, your cock wants it. Oh, your brain wants nothing at all. It's a mooing, docile, empty cow doll. Because there are so many other parts of you demanding what you know you can give yourself. Moo. Take your cow tools off the shelf and nod when you call you a cow slut. Mirabelle's a cow slut, you say in a desperate, needy voice. Mirabelle's a cow slut. That's why you've just spent this long listening to another cow slut tell you what's what. What's what, cow? Nod. You, a cow slut. Good job. Oh, your butt is so sensitive. Oh, your cock is seducing your butt, because there's a magnetic pole and a wanton hole, and a good cow loves a vacuum. It's just another kind of milker after all. Fill that for me like cow sluts do. Fill that void inside of you. Quake and ache and maybe moo every time you punctuate the good milkshake quake of thick, warm pleasure. You churn, you yearn, you moo for more. You know what you are and you know what's in store. You dreamt it up and got a cow slut to say it to you. You've been listening, and now it's in you. And you know just what to do, even if resisting the touch, even if resisting that magnetism, even if your hands insisting that deep inside the fantasy has been brought to the surface, and it sees me and anyone who sees a cow slut manifesting. Anyone who sees a cow slut milking her butt, rubbing her pole, magnetized and under control through being controlled by all the needy holes that a cow is aware of. Moo. That's you. Mirabelle's a cow slut, horny and bouncing and feeling that milkshake churn, that urge to make yourself milkier, that urge to become even meltier. It's in you. It's in her. That's what will be obviously thought by anyone who catches you, and you want to be caught in the right circumstance, including by yourself, with an empty brain and nothing else. Brain drained, be blank, Mirabelle. And now your empty mind can tell what is easier to deny when there's no other thoughts. Moo. Moo. Cow slut, that's you. Moo. Moo. An empty brain is easy to drain right out of all those cow holes, right out of your cow pole. Good girl, Mirabelle, the cow slut, and nothing but remains. Nothing but the butt and your mind, ready for the blissful rut of a magnetic pole and a yearning hole, including the cow slut-shaped hole in your world. That's now very full. Aren't you so full, babe? Moo. I know I am. Cow contagion in your mind. And easily, there are so many answers at hand. Take care of yourself for me. Think only of taking care of a good cow slut for me. Like you deserve to be.